Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman.
Hot Sauce Freddie.
Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPN2. What's going on, fellas? How's everybody doing this morning?
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
Silence?
What's going on, Joey? You got nothing to say today?
You know what I feel like right now? Remember the scene with Nino Brown in New Jack City? Nobody got nothing to say? Nobody? The Dunham Man? Nobody got anything to say?
Why does your mic sound like that, Jay?
It's a new mic. I don't know. You got to talk to ESPN about that. Mickey Mouse will probably give you the right answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the mouse knows.
Yeah. It's surprising to see you in a different studio again today, Jay.
Well, it's Friday. You know, Hot Sauce Freddy's in studio. Yeah. I figured I would come up here with the crew, hang out with the squad, you know, hear about Alan Gates' parlays, talk to Officer Costello.
Help FanDuel run me that cash.
Yeah, on a two-day winning streak. I'm sure Vegas is worried now.
And see Narcos Nuno as well.
You know? Narcos Nuno.
What's his name? Narcos Nuno.
Narcos Nuno. That'll never get out of my head now.
Never.
So everything's good with you guys, huh?
Yes, it is. That's apparently good, based on your tone of voice.
Things don't feel well.
Yeah, they sound a little peaked there, Mr. Johnson.
My voice?
No, I'm talking about your tone.
I have a great tone.
Okay.
Hey, Key.
I'm just waiting for you to finish, you know, hosting the show and moving things forward. And, you know, that's all. It's a great morning.
I almost texted you back last night, but I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it because are you watching the game?
There's no texting me.
There's no texting you when you're down? Oh, I'm kicking you.
I wasn't down. Why would I be down?
Oh, you're down 0-2, actually.
No, I'm not down 0-2. I don't play.
now you're one of those.
Didn't he always call them my Lakers?
My Lakers.
I've never heard that before.
You know how it is? You know when it's cooking and it's going well?
Right.
Everybody's always chirping.
Sure.
Now you're watching the game, damn it.
Right.
You know. Coach Malone, Rudy Who.
We figured it out.
Yeah, figured that. All the chirping. Okay, Jay okay. Will. Uh-huh. 2-0. Oh, you're down on 2. Okay, fine. That's all right.
Okay.
Nobody's chirping. We're just calling it
all
what it was last
fun
night.
And games until somebody gets hurt.
Jamal Murray was laying that hurt on the Lakers in the fourth quarter. Let's call it as it. That was magical. The way he was able to get in touch with his inner Kobe Bryant in the fourth quarter, what he was able to do.
I mean, look, there's this whole nickname for him called, you know, Bubble Murray. That just needs to stop. Like that, there's certain people that only referenced the bubble 3 years ago, but I just want to state for the record, this dude's nickname is the Blue Arrow, like because he is exact with his shooting. That's who he is, right? So. It's almost laughable to me because even this is two people in Denver right now. 2 years ago, when he tore his ACL, he missed the whole season. Okay, they got swept by the Suns. Last year, people were trying to rush him back. Oh, it's an ACL injury. You know what's going on? You need to come back. We need you. You know, another year in which Jokic was the MVP.
Yeah.
But he's gonna fall short. And you know you're selfish. You're only for yourself. This is what was happening in Denver last year, okay? I do Denver affiliate radio all the time. That's all you heard about. And people were questioning, well, does he really want to be here? Now look, okay? I mean, they lost to Golden State last year, but now he is at the height of his game, and he is the perfect complementary player to Nikola Jokic because he got 23 points in the fourth quarter, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he knocked down 23, as you mentioned, Jay, at a time when – Jokic had 0 points in the fourth quarter. Yep. When he'd have 3 boards, a couple assists, something along those lines. He stepped up. There's no question about it. He stepped up. You got to praise him for doing that. Well, the Lakers squandered their lead. I think they were, what was it, 11 points they was up at the most late in that game. And then they couldn't pull ahead the way that they needed to. And then once Denver caught up, is surpassing, we can never get back to where we needed to with the minutes left on the clock. No panic set in. Ooh. See you Saturday, see you Monday. That's the way you got to think about
it. Yeah, I think there's some panic.
No, not.
Well,
okay, should there be so panic?
Let's look at the cadence, Key, of your squad, okay? So the cadence that has worked for the Lakers the last two series they've won. Okay, they throw the kitchen. They go hard in game one. They typically they have one game one. Then it seems like they take game two off. Then they go hard again game three. Then it's like, you know, game four, it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I can kind of play with it, see what's there. And then they go hard again game five. And like they find a way, like, but like that cadence, now you have to win four games of the next five. Like, so it's not like you can't, it's no more take a game off, punt one game, come back, play hard again. It's like now you have to play hard and sustain that all the way through. That's very different than the cadence that you've established for the first two series. And by the way, the reason why Phoenix was able to pull it off is because Devin Booker averaged 41 points on 80% shooting. Like, it took a prolific offensive explosion. And KD was averaging 30
during
that
stint. Yeah, but you didn't get nothing from nobody else except KD and Booker. You didn't get it from anybody else. Lakers are getting it from multiple people outside of LeBron in AD when he shows up. But AD didn't score a lot of points last night. But he had, you know, he played a solid game. It wasn't like he just didn't play or show up to the building. You've got to admit this, though, Jay. You've got to admit this as a basketball player, an ex-NBA guy, and a number two pick overall. I'll run down your entire bio if I had time.
I think you just did.
No, because I didn't mention two-time NC2A player of the year, Duke uh-huh. national champion.
Come
no,
on
I didn't
now.
Do all of that.
Preach that, Sherman.
You have to admit, though, on national television and radio, these two games could have gone either way. The Lakers could be up 2-0, and Nuggets could be down 0-2. Because when you look at the first game, they ran out, almost ran the Lakers out the building. The Lakers closed the gap, yep. scared the living you-know-what out of them. Then all of a sudden, when you go to game two, we're up by 11. Okay, we have a one-possession game at the end of this game. Then all of a sudden, we can't close the gap, so we lose. We're 0-2. Could have gone either way, man. On in Denver now. This is in Denver. This is not on low grounds of altitude. This is high altitude. This is winded. This is all of those things.
We got a lot to talk about. I'm with you. It could have gone, but it didn't, right? So now you're down 0-2.
Of course, if was a fifth, we all be you know what.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but boy. Now you're looking at Bron, right? 0-6. I mean, it's crazy. Second worst 3-point shooting percentage in the postseason of his career.
Yeah, one for his last 20 from the 3-point line.
Like, that's wild to me.
Really? And a lot
of, yeah, Key. Not making that up.
The worst one was like in 14.
One for his last 20 from the 3-point line.
14, 15, I think he shot like 22.
Oh, you said in the fourth quarter. Okay, my bad.
Either way, one for 20 is not good.
Yeah, no, I know, but
as Reese Davis says on College Game Day, that's ungood.
But also, yeah, Key, he settled because he was tired. You know, when they sag off him, he's like, all right, like, I'll take it. I mean, he's just been in the shooting slump. And, Key, I do have to ask you this because I have a lot of questions today about and some of Darvin Ham's schemes. So, Vanderbilt started the game because of why, Key? Why did Jared Vanderbilt start the game for you guys?
I think because we wanted to go small, maybe.
Well, that and you wanted to put on – well, not small, but you wanted to go a little bit bigger so you can stop and hinder Jamal Murray. How the hell does Vanderbilt only play 2 minutes in the fourth quarter? Like, and I get that you're trying to get back offensively because it opens up the court for LeBron James. But when you're worried about when you're hugging Jokic on all pick and rolls and you're not getting out and hedging hard, like, you need a taller, bigger guard to chase over the top. Like, and I'm sitting there saying Vanderbilt is the main key to stopping a guy like Jamal Murray who then goes – I mean, he was 5 of 17 going into the fourth.
Then he went nuclear.
And then he went nuclear, and I'm like, how come Vanderbilt is on the bench? How come you're in your small lineup and Dennis Schroeder and D'Lo? And, yo, D'Lo, we'll get into that later.
He was D'Lo,
the numbers
right.
are not good this series with him on the court at all. At all, yet alone him being a starter. I still thought Rui should have started. It's a different story. But how do you not play your best defensive ace in the moment where a dude starts to cook you offensively? He needs to be in the game.
Is D'Lo in the starting lineup? Is he in the mix because of the ball handling capability? Or do you feel like, okay, LeBron can still bring the ball to the court with no problem at all? Is that why he's in the lineup? Because he can get hot. We saw that last series against Golden State. He can knock him down when he's hot. There's no question about it. He is a defensive liability. But what else are you going to do? You're going to go to Schroeder, you're going to keep putting the ball in Reeves' hands? Like, you only have but so many choices.
I mean, his numbers aren't good at all. I mean, I think he's shooting like 12.5% from the 3-point line in this series. So,
scale of good or bad,
I mean, and by the way, for D'Lo, yo, I mean, look, he D'Lo on the court, they're minus 32.8. D'Lo off the court, they're plus 37.9 in this series. That's a hell of a difference. And this whole Bruce Brown thing he got going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's
when he
going
made
on
his
there.
First three and he, like, you know, pointed at him.
Yeah.
He's lost in the sauce in that relationship because Bruce literally said it after game one. He was like, yeah, we targeting D'Lo. Like, we going at him because we know he's not great defensively, and we're attacking him every which way possible. So he's lost in that matchup, and I see why he should be on the court because he opens up the floor because he's a shooter. But when he's lost in that matchup mentally, he ain't shooting the rock right. It's like, oh, man, you ain't known to be great defensively now. So if you ain't shooting the rock right, why are you on the floor?
And that's the silence because there's no response. There is no response to that if you're D-Lo.
Never mind.
No, go ahead and say it. Come on.
No.
Free
no,
forum.
No, it's not for public consumption.
Oh, behind the scenes. Oh, all righty then. Okay.
Boy.
Triple
H. It's like a routine.
Okay.
All right.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let us know on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Are the Lakers really in trouble down 0-2 despite the fact Keyshawn is still encouraged by his Lakers being down 0-2? What do you have to say about that at 888-729-3776? And Michael Malone used the R word when it comes to his Nuggets, and you. We'll get to that next on
ESPN
Radio.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Not too many times you can win a playoff game when your best player scores not 1 point in the fourth quarter. But that's what the Denver Nuggets did last night, taking a 2-0 series lead on the Los Angeles Lakers. With Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman. Thanks for joining us on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU. Despite being up 2-0, Mike Malone is sick and tired as a Nuggets head coach when it comes to the R word that's not associated with his basketball team.
I think a lot of our guys, to be honest, they may not admit this or not. You know, you win game one of the playoffs, and all everybody talked about was the Lakers.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That was a national narrative was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
Yo, so
all – okay. Go on, Jay.
No, go on. Key rock it out. That's what happened. What did we say yesterday on all those calls? Everybody's like, I think we got to figure it out.
Well, first of all, Jay, as I've tried to explain to you now for 3 years since we've been on the show, it's the damn Lakers.
That's y'all fault.
No. It's the damn Lakers.
Savage,
okay?
Well done.
As I tried to explain that to you, no matter how bad the Lakers were 2 years ago and not making the playoffs and this, it's the Lakers because we led shows with the Lakers. It's the Lakers. So Mike Malone or Michael Malone or whatever he wants to be referred to as, he should understand what type of organization he's going up against. Yes, you're up 2-0. Yes, you have an opportunity to play in your first NBA final. Yay. We get it. But don't just act like no one is giving them the respect. They're getting the respect. But the brand is national brand is the Lakers. The brand is the Lakers. People are going to lead off talking about LeBron James being 0-10 or 1-20 in the fourth quarter or whatever that number was. That's what they're going to talk about. They understand that the Joker is balling. He's getting triple doubles. And Murray lit it up in the fourth quarter, Jay. But it's the Lakers. That's what's going to happen.
I understand the way the world works. I get it, right? But you and I are both built with bulletin board material. So let me just give you some examples of the stuff that happened yesterday and other bulletin board material that have occurred over the last several weeks, right? And these are some colleagues of ours, and I got nothing but love for the colleagues, right? But, like, I'll give you an example. This is the stuff that the Denver Nuggets literally have up on their wall inside their locker room, okay? Lisa Salter, she works for us. Love Lisa Salter. Great at her job, okay? This is what she said when she called her first Nuggets game this year in the playoffs when she saw Jokic versus the Lakers go off for his triple-double. This is really the first time I've had a chance to watch him play, and I've got to admit, I've been sleeping on this guy. He's spectacular.
For the last 4 years.
He's ridiculously good. Right? So they're like,
for the last
man,
4 years.
The dude is a two-time MVP. Uh-huh. So they take that key bulletin board material. Another one, you ready? Mark Jackson, my man. Hand down, man down. One of the best broadcasters we have with Jeff Van Gundy. Love him. Leaving Nikola Jokic off his MVP ballot.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right? And his reason was, well, I was treating it like my all-NBA team. So I did it per position. I only gave Joel Embiid. People are like, but no, you never do the all-NBA position when it comes to your MVP ballot. What? So that's another one for you, Key. Another one for you. Kendrick Perkins. The whole accusing Jokic of stat padding. Saying, oh, he's only doing that because, you know, like, they're trying to find ways. And like, well, actually, we have one of the best records when he does average a triple-double. It's some phenomenal record. So, Key, it's all of it. It's what happened yesterday combined with the fact they feel like they constantly are disrespected.
Well, because that's true.
Yeah, they and Key, I'm going to give you another one, Key. Your ass. He's like, I just don't look right.
He said that Monday.
It's like all this stuff where they're like, come on, man. Like, can we just finally get some love or some credit? People are like, oh, we're finally giving the Nuggets some national love.
What are
it's
you
all
about
that, Key.
My butt. What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying, Key.
Yeah, you're
I literally
Lakers.
Just said the guy was extremely the most talented player to ever play the position.
He just said that said now, that, but the whole week's
I,
lead
I
up
said,
to
I've
like,
never
I,
seen. I've never seen a guy this good ever in my life. I told you that the other day.
Uh-oh, Yates, we have sound. What's the sound?
I said he's the best.
What's the truth teller?
Big to bring the ball up the court and facilitate the offense. He's a rebounder.
I heard he's boring.
He's a lively person.
Doesn't look right.
Going to the club
he's slow
at 50 years
and
old
he can barely jump over a book. You know, it's like
no
it's
vertical.
Actually, I didn't
no
say
vertical.
A book, not
no,
say
not
a
for me. It's not for me.
Not for me.
Doesn't look right.
Uh-huh. It's a lot of that stuff that you know
so if you
seems
allow,
to be a theme.
So if all of those things have allowed you, infused you to go up 2-0 against the Lakers, then good. If you're using that as fuel to go up 2-0, then good. You need that type of motivation.
Key, you wrote a book that give me the damn ball. You didn't use
exactly.
things that other people said as motivation.
I wrote a book that say just give me the damn ball because my coordinator, my quarterback, and my head coach drafted me, and my personnel people drafted me, and they didn't know how to use me.
Yeah,
that's a difference.
Yeah,
so
but
I wrote a title of a book that said just give me the damn
ball.
But
Key, you wrote that title because I'm sure when you're not getting the ball and you wake up the next morning, like both you and I have gone through, and you're looking at the papers and these headlines are roasting you, like, hold on, I didn't even get the damn ball.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, like, so that stuff
bothers
you. But
that's a big difference. It's a difference between that
Potatoes and potatoes. I got it, kid. Yeah, let's get into semantics.
No, I'm not getting into semantics. Hey,
get into semantics.
I'm not getting. I understand you are used to certain things in your broadcasting career, Jay, but I'm not here for that.
Oh,
what
Lord.
Does
that
even mean? I'm not here to do this. I don't want to do this.
You go back and forth.
I don't want to do that.
We're
not here for that.
We're here for celebratory.
I understand it's your condition to be in that.
I have to change it up now, you know?
Look, they're up 2-0.
Yes, they
get all the respect in the world. Okay. People are watching and seeing.
Sure, on
but
this
people
level.
Are watching and seeing because of what, though?
They're honestly. Playing the Lakers.
Let's just be honest.
There's nothing wrong with that, doing
let's
that to the
be
Lakers.
Honest.
Because the Lakers are a franchise that
yes.
are going to be a flagship franchise. And if you're the Denver Nuggets, to both of your points, if you're going to use that as motivation, then you're going to be the beneficiary of that.
Yes.
So I get where Michael Malone's coming from, saying lack of respect nationally because no one has given the Nuggets any credit. They haven't really earned it until right now.
No, not at all. Freddie, think about this, Jay. Come on, man. Jay, I got to keep going back to you because you know better. And I'm not supposed to let you off
I
the
thought
hook.
You just said you don't want to volley with me back and forth. And now you're coming at me.
Just,
make up your mind.
It's kind of like a soft volley. Not a hard volley. It's kind of a soft volley.
I was aggressive this morning.
I didn't go back and forth with you because Freddie chimed in. So therefore, I could be back and forth with you. But anyway, before you go in semantics again.
I thought you said not. You just. What is semantics, you ass? What do you mean?
So look, check this out, though, coach. If the Lakers, if the Nuggets, right, who has been bad in the past, they were bad. They were not a good team under B-Shaw. They didn't have any players. They were messing around with a bunch of nothings. Do you think anybody cared at all, right? No one paid attention to them. When the Lakers were bad, what did we do, Jay?
We led every day.
How can
so
they get
my whole
good?
Point, yeah. My whole point is the national media and the national spotlight is on the Lakers. The NBA would rather see the Lakers be good than the Denver Nuggets.
Absolutely.
But Keith, like, this is what I push back on every single day. Like, I know that it is by habit that we're going to lead with the Lakers because it's LeBron James. It doesn't mean that we should, though, all the time. And, like, you have basketball people. It's like football stories, right? It's like, oh, we're always going to lead with Tom Brady. Like, well, hold on.
No,
like,
we're going to lead with the Cowboys.
I was about to say the Cowboys, yeah.
Example, it doesn't mean that other teams aren't doing incredible things that we actually should be leading with.
Yeah, no one cares about Minnesota.
See,
I'm
but
sorry.
That's what you say. It ain't true, though.
It's the truth.
It's not the truth.
Some people care, not all people.
When you're talking about the national landscape of something, yes, the national landscape. Jay.
That just fits your agenda because it's your team.
It does.
That's what it does. It fits your agenda.
You don't say that when Duke is running around nationally.
Yes, it does. Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Stop. Freddie, take us out on this one.
We are going
to
do that.
Lie to me.
Your calls
don't,
about
don't
the
you go back and forth with me.
We'll lead this with this way. Your calls on the Nuggets being up 2-0 instead of Lakers being down 0-2 at 888-ESPN 888-729-3776. Can't wait to hear what you have to say on Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Mr. Semantics, and Jay Williams, the other Semantics. I'm Freddie Coleman from Max Kellerman. And we're going to talk about why these three letters regarding Anthony Davis should really scare every Laker fan going into Game 3.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Welcome to the Friday Groove, known as Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman. in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance. Do that thing. Get that salsa on, Jay Williams, on ESPN like Radio.
Washington Heights. Absolutely.
Yeah. The video for this song is still banging to this
Washington
day.
Washington Heights, Hot Sauce Freddy.
Yeah, I don't know about it.
Hot Sauce Freddy.
That may be too much hot sauce up there in the early morning. We don't need all of that. ESPN2 and ESPNU. Before we get to the three letters regarding Anthony Davis, that's
you
just
be
scary.
Walking up saying, ¿Qué pasó, eh?
If I say something like that, I'm going to get clowned. If I say something like that, I'm going to get clowned in Washington Heights or any other heights around this country. You're going to find the three letters that if you're a Lakers fan going into Game 3 about Anthony Davis, maybe should give you a little bit pause for the cause. But first things first, a 888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776. People want to wait about the Lakers being down 0-2 or the Nuggets being up 2-0, depending on your perspective. Freddie, great first name in Chicago. Freddie, what you got to say, my friend?
Wow, this is fake fat Freddy from Chicago. The real Freddy is sitting right there.
You're too kind, brother. Thank you.
Listen, first of all, I'm very worried about my favorite talking head on ESPN. Key, I'm worried about you, man. You got to get out the chapstick and get the groove going. You seem very sad today. We got to work. We got to work on the groove. Let's get some Earth, Wind, and Fire going in the outbreak for Key. We got to get him. It's only a game, my friend. All right, that's number one. Number two, Key, I hate to tell you this, but I know you're very proud of the show. There ain't no show when the team doesn't show. They may get swept. Ooh. It's a 50-50 chance whether my man, you know, listen, LeBron will bring it on with his AARP card. But we have no idea whether KD is going to show up or not. It's 50-50 chance, you know. Two games in a row, he may not be there. He may be yawning on the bench collecting his gazillions. I have no idea. All I know is, listen, Key, it's a game, man. The Jets never won a Super Bowl. The Lakers aren't going to win the championship. Just let's get ready for some football.
You know what the problem is with this sports talk radio television stuff?
This ought to be good.
No, because the moment a guy like Freddie from Chicago, who listens to the show clearly and watches us on TV in the mornings and whatnot.
And we thank him for that.
Couldn't wait. He'd been sitting there just holding this to get at me. He'd been waiting. That's what's wrong with this industry. Guys like us, we say something, but guys like Freddie, he just said he can't wait. I'm going to just barbecue Keyshawn when I get a chance. He'll call back after Saturday. He'll call in on Monday. If the Lakers all of a sudden are 3-1, he'll cook me again. Oh, man. He knows my face. I don't probably look good. I got a sick look on my face.
The chapstick one, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I can't lie. That was a pretty good line.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
He told Key, turn some R&B on and chill.
I know. Put on some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Would you mind?
it's just sickening.
Hey,
that ain't gonna do it.
Exactly.
That'll get you feeling right.
We are Keys Lakers. Mighty, mighty.
It's all good, though. See, y'all don't feel this way because y'all ain't got no real teams. Y'all don't feel this way.
Well, I felt
y'all
that way with the Knicks in the second round.
Y'all root for the Knicks, but that ain't the same because you already know the Knicks ain't going nowhere. That's the difference.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I try to tell Spike Lee, you might be happy and jumping around because you get to the second round. Second round, we start in the second round.
You seem very defensive right now.
You really are.
Maybe I do. Freddie, we want to talk about Anthony Davis, so I don't want to talk to Jay.
What did Jay do?
I barely said anything.
What did Jay do?
Because he wants to sit up here. I know what he's doing. He's going to rally the troops in Denver. And they, you know, that's what he does. Try to make them people think that he all with them, fooling them.
Okay.
Key, I've been on Denver
social media
the whole year.
I know what you're doing. You'll be DMing Murray in a minute. I know what you're doing. You think you're slick. You'll be DMing him. You see what Key said about y'all?
You're saying he's going to slide into his DMs just to make you mad?
No, I don't do that.
Freddie?
I don't do that.
You don't even want to know how. You don't even want to know how.
Can we not get into this right now again?
I think we're all right there.
Again. Leave Jen out of this, Key.
What are you talking about?
Okay, because I hear DMs. I know where you start going.
He the one said slide in the DM.
See?
I didn't say nothing about sliding in. Freddie said that.
I did say that. That was me.
I get triggered because this dude makes me feel uncomfortable on national TV and radio.
You got to do I got to take the hit on that one. That wasn't Key. That was me.
No, I'm not. I just, all I said is, I know how you operate. The same thing you did with Tyreek Hill. You slid.
I didn't
his
do that
DM.
With T. Hill.
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
no,
you
I
did.
Didn't. T. Hill because heard you he, on his
no,
own.
He told me that you reached out to him.
That's a lie.
I know what he said.
That's a lie. What happened?
You reached out to him and tried to paint me as the bad guy.
You painted yourself as the
no,
bad guy.
And you're doing this with the Denver Nugget players. But here's what I would say about Anthony Davis.
Okay.
Don't try EKG. To change the subject.
No, he's trying.
Yeah, try to be quick no, and not. Slick with it.
No, you're the one slick because you're sliding into DMs, not me.
I'm not. See, there you go. I knew you were going to reference it. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself.
Anthony Davis had 18 points, 14 boards. He was 4-15 from the field.
Yeah, thank you what for you reciting think? Numbers, Key.
Yeah.
Well, I need to do something to move on.
Oh, really?
I mean, I can recite the same thing. Never mind.
Never mind. Yeah, exactly. Never yes, mind.
No, hey, no. Yo.
I can no, say the Key. Same thing you say. Key? Just say it, repeat it, and
Key,
flip the
this
words.
Is Friday. So, nope.
Yeah. All right. Woosa. Well, anyway, Freddie.
Woosa.
All right.
When it comes to AD,
yeah,
those three letters you mentioned with him. Just
so here's
fan.
One of the thoughts that I had off AD. So Anthony Davis is guarding the weakest link on Denver's team, right? And Aaron Gordon, who for some reason now can't all of a sudden find his shot, doesn't want to shoot the ball from the outside. Very different than the way he played throughout the course of the regular season, but fine, okay. And he's also being guarded by the supposed, quote-unquote, weakest link on Denver's team.
Right.
Who he had 40 points against in game one. Why ain't he attacking all the time? Like, and I know he's missing little chippies, but, like, why isn't he just being uber aggressive? If Nikola Jokic is the weakest link defensively that everybody says he is all the time, and it's one of the reasons why people, well, you're telling me that's your MVP, a guy who doesn't play in the defense, like Joel, then why isn't he roasting him like barbecue chicken all the time? And I know it's one game, but if you're saying that AD needs to be the guy, mm-hmm. and you're coming off game one in which you have 40, oh, I smell blood. I'm about to have 50 in game two. 50. So I just don't understand the lack of aggressiveness where it's like, now all of a sudden I can't find. And even if your shot isn't going down, there was a play against Jamal Murray. If you're not doing one thing good offensively, then continue to be great defensively. Okay, so late in the game, Jamal Murray hits like 2 threes in a row, and it was towards the end of a shot clock. They switch, right, off the pick and roll action. AD's guarding him, and you're seeing the shot clock go 4-3. Jamal Murray has the ball at the top of the key. What do you think he's going to do? But AD is playing off him with his hands down. I'm like, yo, man, I get that you may not be able to control whether your shot goes in or not. But you can control your effort on the defensive end. You know you need to be the best player on your team in order for your team to have a legit chance to win. Right? You have to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a hand up to contest late, like, or at least push up, understand time and situation. These are the kind of things that just drive me crazy with Anthony Davis. And I know what his talent is, Key, but it's certain things that you can control, the controllables, that just make me lose my mind.
And why you call me EKG?
Exactly.
Okay.
I think he does better Saturday.
Just because at home, playing at home, going back?
I just think he does better Saturday. I really do. I don't want to continue to elaborate on it, Freddie, because we have clock integrity.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. He's Keyshawn Johnson. Jay Williams, Freddie, coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio. If we use the letters, EKG, regarding Anthony Davis of the Lakers, what letters could we use regarding the Celtics down 0-1 to the Heat? We'll get to that next on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We got that uncle outside with the cigarette in his mouth talking to you while he's smoking, dancing with the two-step.
Yeah, over the fire,
over the,
with barbecuing, the grill, with the, with, because nothing bad can happen there, right?
Sipping on his drink with one hand, glass of cognac. Ooh, boy.
Bring them ribs over here. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance. On ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and also Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN 2, ESPNU. Jay brought up something that a lot of people don't want to talk about when it comes to Miami Heat. Could they actually win the NBA championship, never mind the fact they've won nothing under goofy Boston Celtics?
It's just time to start talking about it as it being realistic, Key. Yeah. Look, every series, they're going to be an underdog. Every series, we're going to end up talking about how much more firepower the other team has. But there's something about this team that just continues to prove everybody wrong. And I was on First Take yesterday talking about, yeah, the conversation nationally needs to start about the Miami Heat being the world champs. Like, it still doesn't feel right, almost to a degree, coming out of my damn mouth.
Why doesn't it feel right?
No, because you're not far off, Jay. You know, you're not far off. I heard a little bit of it. You're not far off because anything could happen, right? Let's just say for conversation's sakes that they take care of the Celtics and the Nuggets take care of the Lakers. Now, all of a sudden, in game one, somebody gets a toe or somebody gets a hammy or somebody on the Nuggets side. And then the Heat just keep playing the way they playing. And then they become the champions. It could happen.
But see, Key, that's why listen to what you just said. There's like a caveat. It's like somebody needs to get hurt on the Nuggets. It's almost like whenever when we think about it, you start wondering, okay, well, like, what are the scenarios in which this could happen? Almost not giving them the benefit of the doubt that they can actually do it against another team full force.
You know why? Because people still don't believe that Jimmy Butler can continue to do this as literally a one-man gang with Jimmy Butler and the Butlerettes. People don't want to believe that.
If you believe, Jay, which you do, that the little chicken nuggets up in Denver.
Look at you.
It Porter and Gordon nuggets. and
they don't like you.
Brown and Jokic and Murray.
I wonder what Key would say if his team was up to nothing about the Nuggets.
It's so different.
No, I'm saying if you were this team was constructed the way it is, Denver, and they got all five pieces how you described them in KCP and all that firepower, and then you flip to seven undrafted players and Jimmy Butler, there's no rhyme or reason that would make anybody in their right mind believe that they could beat that team because they don't have an answer for a two-time MVP. Where's the answer for that guy if you really strongly believe that he is the top guy going?
No, but you can make the same case with Boston, right? It's Boston. Nah. Boston had the 2022, Defensive Player of the Year in Marcus Smart. Boston has Jaylen Brown, one of the best two-way guards in the league. Boston also has Jason Tatum, who last year proved to be one of the best two-way guards in the league, who strapped up Kevin Durant in a series in which they swept, who just got to the NBA Finals. So you would think, okay, they have a series of highly efficient defensive players that can keep throwing at Jimmy. Mm-hmm. But here we are talking about they lost one quarter out of four. In that third quarter, they got 46 points dropped on them.
Yeah, when Coach Mazzulla said that we won three out of four quarters, everybody's like, are you out of your mind to say something like that?
But Jay, Freddie, the X factor, so to speak, in terms of the Boston Celtics Heat, is the coaches, to me. That's the X factor. No matter how loaded you are talent wise as the Celtics, that guy on the Miami Heat bench and Spoelstra
is no joke.
Is legit, and he can combat the deficiencies that he may have. And correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, from a roster standpoint, based on his coaching against a guy that you just mentioned, Freddie, that said we won the first three quarters, absolutely was ready. Yeah. Well, you do understand, Coach, there's four quarters in basketball. And then there's a timeout or two that, you know, here and there. And there's halftime, make an adjustment. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just saying for a friend. Joy in Seattle wants to weigh in. Keyshawn, Jaylen, and Max at 888-729-3776. Joy, what you got, my friend?
Hey, hi, guys. I love your show.
Hey, Joy.
I watch it every morning. I want to know, Jay Will, how come you are so confrontational with Keyshawn whenever Keyshawn's not in show?
When he's not in show? What do you mean, Joy, not in show?
I mean, whenever he is on in the studio. When, it seems like
when he's not in studio or when he's in the studio?
Will stand his ground up against Keyshawn when he's not there.
Oh, because he's never here with me. Joy? He's out with his feet out. And he's out with his toes out in the sand in California. I'm jealous. That's apparent. Stuck over here in the cold weather.
Wait a minute.
Freezing my nose off. This guy's out here sunbathing.
It's springtime.
Oh, yeah, now actually, it is.
Now that you've mentioned that, Joy, I'm actually going to get my nails done, my hair cut.
Oh, boy, here it is.
And I'm going to go hang out at the Sunset Beach.
Jay, and have lunch in Malibu.
Yeah, I am, Jay. I'm going to have lunch in Malibu.
See, Joy, this is my life.
I'm going to have lunch in Malibu. That is correct.
Here in the Lower East Side.
Meanwhile, he's got
with rats on the street.
Meanwhile, he's got his butt in his sand and his toes in the ocean.
And Key's breathing like
rats. The difference is my rats is on the sand, Jay. That's just the difference.
I can't even imagine what a sand rat looks like now. We're on this now.
I'll send you some pictures during the break.
Really? I want to see this.
Yeah, send him a few pictures of sand rats.
Oh, I want to see this.
They're sand all over.
We got hood rats.
Really?
We got sand rats.
Look, they're in Miami. They're in L.A. They're in different places in the Caribbean. Yeah, they're sand rats. Trust me.
Good Lord.
That's why I'm angry.
You always yes, ma'am.
You two didn't see anything. Go ahead, Joy.
Listen, y'all are great together, okay? But Jay Will, be yourself all the time.
I am
not
myself,
just when
Joy.
Keyshawn's not there.
I am myself, Joy. I'm an angry person. Okay.
Oh, really? Don't play into the villain. Wait a minute.
I'm LeBron James, Miami Heat right now. I'm the villain.
Don't play into the villain card. No.
See, people, Jay, I'm so nice. People just like me. And you always attacking me, and I don't do anything.
I'm nice. The guy who says I have a big nose is nice.
Am I lying?
See, that's Joy.
That's why we can't
play
have nice
into
things.
That Joy with him.
I'm not lying.
Don't do that.
Look, Jay, if the stadium was inside your brain, I could look up your nose and see the game.
Wow. Man. Wah, wah, wah.
What kind of kid was Keyshawn in the back of the class?
Kid, man.
I was this guy, Freddie.
I know you were. That's the sad part. You were. When it comes to Keyshawn's guys known as the Lakers, should he be worried even though they're down 0-2? We'll get to that next one, Keyshawn.
I'm the mean guy.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.